They call him Punt Fly. Punt the Wild Foul Guy. Punt Fly. Punt the Wild Foul Guy. They call him Rock the Riders. Rock. They call him the Wild Foul Guy.
They call him
Rock the Riders. Rock.
They call him
the Wild Foul Guy.
They call him
Welcome to Riders Live. It's time for another segment of What's Poppin'. Peace is quiet. That's what's poppin'. R.I.P. Bill Russell. That's what's poppin'. Let's have a moment of silence for Bill Russell. That's what's poppin'. Be honorable. That's what's poppin'. Use common sense. That's what's poppin'. Follow the recipe. That's what's poppin'. The ingredients make the meal. That's what's poppin'. Never stop cooking. That's what's poppin'. The formula is what works. That's what's poppin'. Be open to criticism. That's what's poppin'. The DOC is the what's poppin' artist of the day, y'all. Let's get it.
Y'all ready for this?
Comes the two to the three and four, then I drop the beat I have in store. Lay the lyrics on the top like a rug, make it sound smooth and later make a dub. Enunciate well, so that you can tell I am not illiterate, no, not even a little bit. Nothing like an idiot. Get it? You want the record? Cool, I'm with it. Let the rhythm check you, shake it cause it makes you. As I turn the knob to the door, you escape through. Going like a gnat, don't be a pup. And I let it play cause dress ain't funky enough. Rasta. Let's get funky. Watch the smooth lyrics that take place. If you want another reason why it must be funky, yo, I am not a jackass, meaning not a donkey. So I will play the game like it should be played. Drop the funk and do the mix so the bass will never fade. Ship it to the station in your jurisdiction. Brothers say I'm dope and the others think I'm bitchin'. No crowd can avoid the D-O to the C. When I'm P-E-O-R-4-I-M-I-N-G on the stage, see the simple fact is I am dope and known. I rock a funky beat without a court. So here is my conclusion. You will enjoy the fusion and I will ascend with the style that I am using. Knowing that it's tough, finish that above. Hip-hop music, so check it. Listen to the kick, popping with a click. And with no rehearses, I'm dropping funky verses. Stupid with the bitch, with the thing that you are relying on. You love it when it battles with the fact that I am buying on suckers. Never come close, cause of knowing. There's no stopping the dock when I am flowing. But in the event, someone would try to juice this. Stop him in his tracks, show him that I am ruthless. I don't give a damn, don't think that I am joking. Cause I don't think he is funny when you're messing with my money. And stupid, tell me this. You gotta stop him, but with no frills. So I just drop him, continue with the rhyme, and make sure I get mine with no static. Cause it's something I send G to get my nine. But lessons I've endured, now I get it all around and let it play. When the people say, Trey, oh, you're as funky enough. To the sea, I need a break so I can check around. See who the hell that is sitting down. I want all chairs off the floor. And if he stands to the wall, show him the door. And I'm picking the beat to give you something to rock to. Now go non stop, do not to look at the clock. You perceive, but can't believe you're being taken. My beat so cool, you start shaking and shivering. Cause I'm delivering the answer. Haven't seen if you're a hell of a
but the Dr. Dre kick it.
Boy. High energy, full with the wisdom, sense of a rich man, knowledge and the rhythm. This is what I'm using to come up with a style, so I'll interact altogether better with the crowd. Nervous for a second and the record starts spinning, and I fall into the state of matter what I've just created. Pumping like the doctor, D into the RE, suckers ready to leap up on the tip when we made it. Created so I'll never be regarded as a regular, more than just a little bit better than my competitor. You should never underestimate the fashion. I hope for the stage whether I'm cooling or thrashing. Cracking the concoction created by me. When read, you read, E equals a D-O to the C. Knowledge and the talent that my mother had born. Now her equals an artist, I won't be worn. What is that, Dre?
It's the formula.
That was the DLC with It's Getting Funky and The Formula. Both of those songs are available on all streaming platforms. Y'all go ahead and stream the DLC's classic album with Dr. Dre, y'all. If you would like to support the Riders Live Podcast, we have merchandise in the Riders Live Podcast merch store and our link tree, which is linktr.ee/RODES. Option one, we have the Riders Live Podcast merch store. Option two, we have the White Lines book by Riders Hunt. Option three, we have the RidersOnline.net website. We have all our social media links available in the Linktree as well. So hit up Linktree/RODES. Thank you. The name of this episode is Cream de la Creme. The definition is the very best. I listen to all of these shows on a weekly basis consistently. Why? Because of the content of the episodes. I like the quality of the shows in each genre. In my opinion, each show is the cream of the crop. Why? All the shows offer value. I respect these content creators as my peers, as well as esteemed colleagues. Every podcaster featured on this show is ranked in the top 10% globally. I'm sorry, that's a disservice to them. All the podcasters here today are ranked among the top 5% in the world. You can go to Google and type in the listen notes for every show. I've said enough. I invited them here so they can speak and talk a bit about their platforms and get acquainted with you. So I hope y'all enjoy the show. Sit back, relax, and let's get into it.
Shout to the great man Rodgers for this opportunity. What up, though? It's your boy, Captain of the Cool Kids, host of the Grown Man Logic Podcast, Dewan J. A podcast where we aim to build better people through accountability and critical thinking. The key element is the grown-ups. That's right. You hearing my voice right now is the key to the success of this podcast. We value your inputs, your difference of opinion, your agreeance, your disagreeance, and your worldview. Grown Man Logic is available on all streaming platforms. We're even live. Instagram, Monday and Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as well as on YouTube every Wednesday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Grown Man Logic on all forms of social media. This is your boy, Dewan J. Stopping by the Rodgers Live Podcast to invite you to the grown-ups table. Thanks again for the shout-out, boy. Cheers.
What's up, y'all? My name is Rose, a.k.a. Rosie, the Haitian mama, and I'm the host of the Mama Live podcast. My show is basically about the ups and downs of parenting, ups meaning when you're playing with your kids, just enjoying them, and down meaning when they're throwing a tantrum and driving you crazy. Okay, so what ingredients make up Mama Live? All right, first of all, I pull all of my contents straight from my life, because I have three boys. And secondly, I try to stay consistent. Third, I just have fun with it. And okay, so where can you guys find me? Okay, I'm on all your listening platforms, Spotify, Anchor, Apple. And you guys could also find me on Instagram, Mama Life Plus 3. Check me out. So much fun. And the Mama Life podcast drops every Tuesday. All right, and that's all.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy Big L, my brother Port, and Miss Minnie Meeks, and we are the Cool Out Corner podcast.
What's going on? So what do you feel our key is to our production as far as making the show episode?
Just go in, we know exactly what we're going to talk about. And we're just some funny individuals. If y'all looking for laughter, real life stories based on true stories, we got all that, because we talk about everyday situations for everyday people.
That's facts. I feel like when it comes to the key ingredient for us, I feel that it's important to definitely have chemistry. You got to have chemistry when you're doing a podcast. And then in a show, you got to know when able to lean on your co-host for that slam dunk alley-oop, you know what I'm saying? Just to kick it out there, dish it out when you ain't got nothing or when you brain fart or some shit like that, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's our key ingredient. When we got chemistry, we can make anything pop. Where can you find us at?
You can find us, well, our Instagram is the Cool Out Corner Pod, the Cool Out Corner Pod Big L. And if you want to look for actual episodes, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Just type in the Cool Out Corner and you're gonna see for sure.
And that's the Cool Out Corner. Peace.
Peace.
I'm JR, the host of West Virginia and Commonplace, and my co-host Stacy, she's along with me for many episodes. Our show showcases mental health, empowerment, pop culture. We even do movie reviews. We cover a bounty of all kinds of things. Key ingredient to our show is this very simple thing. We make sure that we cover things that people can relate to. And when I say relate to, I'm talking about people from the trailer park all the way up to $300,000 houses. Outside of that $300,000 house in that trailer park, if you can't relate, then I don't know what to tell you. The big thing behind all of our episodes is that everything is locked into series, so that these different series you can listen and have something that you can follow and that you can relate to, and then some series may not be relatable to you, so you can tune out and tune back in. You can catch our podcast on all streaming services, and you can always go over to www.westvirginiaandcommonplace.com, sign up for the newsletter, give us feedback and let us know what you think about us. And one last thing, if you are not rocking with Rodis Live, then you are not rocking with the best podcast in the game.
All right, this is Rodis recording. Take one. Now the question is, introduce yourself and give a detailed synopsis of the show. Hey, what's going on? It's your boy King Germ.
And it's your girl Queen Germ.
And this is the Frocast, man. We're sitting here, sitting down with Rodis Live, his cream of the crop episode. And we're just giving y'all a little taste of what the Frocast is for y'all that may not know. But the Frocast, you could describe it as laughs and love. We're a married couple. We have real situations, real conversation. We don't agree all the time. But I think that's what makes the magic of the show is that our different stances that we have with each other. What would you say?
I guess you gave a good synopsis as far as the way we interact on the show is raw and uncut. It is definitely comedy mixed in with a little medicine, I guess. Sometimes we get serious and then sometimes we just having a good time. So we like to, you know, just enjoy each other and learn more about each other as we journey in this podcast thing.
I mean, I like to describe it as a lot of TV married couples, the George and Wheezy's, I always reference Homer and Marge. You know, if you think of a TV couple, that's pretty much us. And we just a podcast version of that. So, you know, we want people to check in, listen, enjoy, laugh. Don't take us too serious, but sometimes take us serious. You know, that's what I feel the synopsis of what you could call the Frocast, if I had to give it a synopsis.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. I'm the flyest member of the group.
The flyest?
Yes, flyest.
Okay.
I bring it.
I guess. I'll let you be the flyest.
Okay.
All right.
You let me.
Question two. Key ingredient to the production. A show episode.
Queen Germ.
Excuse me?
Queen Germ.
Queen Germ is the key ingredient?
It's the key.
Oh, okay. I have to differ on that. I think we, you know, it's a blend of both. More so me because, you know, I think I'm the point man. I run the show. I let it go in this whatever way. I control the tempo of the show. Now, you say whatever you want to say sometimes, you know.
I'm the talent and you're the structure.
You're the talent. I'm the structure. Okay. But also
together we make a great show.
Yeah. Also, a key ingredient of the show is our third the ghost member, B-Eazy. B-Eazy is the one that, you know, does the editing. He's, we'll call him executive producer of the Frocast. You know, he's the one that doesn't want to be on camera, on the microphone. And so that's where me and Queen Jern comes in. So I think the mixture of all three of us, you know, so you call us the big three if you want. I think that mixture is what makes the show great. As far as an episode, just go listen to our last one. You know what I'm saying? That's what I always tell people, because I don't have a favorite episode. We have over 500 episodes. There's no way I can have a favorite. I'm sorry. Queen Jern, you?
I mean, anything that's, I guess, that I'm on. Because I wasn't always here. You know what I'm saying? Like, we said it like, you know, it's what it is now. But this show has evolved. So the podcast has evolved. I wasn't always a part of it. I was always a part of it. I wasn't always a part of the podcast. The whole vision, you know, I was there from day one. It's just that it began as a guys thing. And then I would pop in or whatever. And then now it's the three of us. B-Eazy being the ghost, the producer, as you refer to him, but then also the two of us primarily on the mic. So I've enjoyed my time since, I guess you said I came in at 300 or 300
and something. 200 and something. Okay, you've been a full time since 300, but your first episode, I think it was like 216 or two, something like that. Okay. It was some early,
yeah.
You know, that you came in on one, and then you started doing the, you know, we'll use you and not use you, but you'll come in and do episodes when Saul wasn't available. Shout out to Saul Wright, you know, the former co-host of the Frocast, you know what I'm saying? You would come in for him and fill in, but you know, you became a full-time host on episode 301, like every show.
Every week. Yeah.
Every week in there. You know, so I think that's part. And also part of the magic is we're not afraid to disagree with each other. Like, we don't agree with the other person's.
Just because.
Yeah, we just not afraid to disagree. Like, a lot of married people, you hear them always agree. Like, there'd be that Neely's bullshit. And I don't like that shit. So, you know what I'm saying? So, Queen Jern's not afraid to disagree with me, and I'm not afraid to disagree with her. And I mean, you know, we agree on a lot of things, and we disagree on a lot of things. But I think that's what makes the show well. You know, the magic, as you want to call it.
Yeah. It's definitely that.
Where can they listen to the show? Well, you can go to Frocast.com to listen to the show. You can go to any download, any digital service provider. We own all of them. iTunes, Spotify, if you can think of one, Amazon, we are on it. But you can go to Frocast.com, listen to the show. You can go to NappyAfro.com to listen to the show. It's so many ways to find the Frocast. We're not hard to find. We're not on, I don't think we're on that SoundCloud. I don't think we're on that one. That's the only one I think we're not on, but who's still on SoundCloud? Like, let's keep it real. Just saying. No diss to those that's on SoundCloud, okay? Plug your social media. As far as my social media, you can reach us at Frocast.com on Instagram. You can reach us at The Frocast on on Twitter. You can always go to NappyAfro.com. You can go to Frocast.com. We're on Twitch, NapFro Gang, Nappy Afro. Any social media, look up Nappy Afro first. That's probably us, because we're bossing up and owning them all. So that's what you can do. Now, Queen Jern doesn't have any social media, because I don't want her to catch that social media disease. And so I keep her off of social media.
Monkeypox is not out there.
Oh, it's even worse on social media. The monkeypox is the least of your worries. You know. But, in closing, hey, man, every Friday, check us out. The Frocast, we drop more on Fridays than any other podcast, I think. I mean, 9 times out of 10, 11 times out of 13, we're going to drop on Friday. We don't usually miss a show, you know. But so every Friday, go to Frocast.com, check your Spotify, check your Apple, whatever digital service provider you use. Look us up Friday. We usually drop 12 a.m. So by 12:01, you got the Frocast. And we also have a Patreon that you can join for as little as a dollar by going to nappyafro.club, and you get behind the scenes exclusive content, and you get the show earlier. So check us out. We out there every Friday, Frocast, dropping good shows. I mean, you know, we have a lot of different segments in our shows. You know, we're not like your typical podcast where we just sit there and talk to you for an hour.
All on and on.
No. We are production, man. We give you segments. We talk about, you know, some of the topical stuff that's going on. Then we have a thing called Bad Black Cinema, where we do an improv of a situation every week. We read rap lyrics, where we take rap songs and we read the lyrics, you know, in our office voice, our computer voice, whatever kind of voice you want to use, but we read the lyrics. And I really think it's an interesting show.
Yeah,
I
mean, it's a good mix of all kinds of things.
It's a good mix of everything. It's a hodgepodge, a potpourri of sorts. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So please, do yourself a favor, do us a favor on Fridays. Check out the Frocast. We dropping everywhere, and we appreciate it if you listen. Mm-hmm. We would. So Queen Jordan, would you like to say anything to the people?
No, I just glad to be a part of this interview.
Because yeah, I wasn't going to do it by myself.
Yeah, I'm sure you were. But at the same time, I thank you because he doesn't really always, you know, let me be a part of these things. Mm-mm. He tried to keep me hidden. That's why you see he said I don't have social media. He wanted to try to keep me cuffed off.
You know how the women take the pictures of their dudes and they put a smiley face up so they can't see or they just show their hand. That's how I do her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want nobody.
I mean, I feel good. You know what I'm saying? My nigga want to keep me hidden.
Yes.
And stuff like that. So I guess I'll appreciate it for what it's worth. But I think we got an awesome product. Mm-hmm. Like,
check it out.
It's quality. Get dope on the street. That's my word.
Yeah. Got this, the fentanyl.
This is definitely quality.
Yes. Dropping bodies on their ass.
Okay.
Hey, I want to thank Rodis and Rodis Live for having us, man. Really appreciate being considered for this Cream of the Crop episode. Hey, it flatters me to see that how much people enjoy our show. And, you know, I'm just happy that people see the hard work that we put in to make a good show. And it really, you know, it makes me feel good. It's what keeps us going.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's a lot of people that don't get feedback. It's a lot of people that don't get support. It's a lot of people that don't get praise and all that stuff. And I'm just so happy that we are one of the ones that get it. Not that that's why we do it, because we just do it to do it. We do it because we like it. We don't do it for none of this other stuff. You know what I'm saying? But we're just happy that we can just put a good product out there on the streets that people enjoy. And, you know, I just want to say thank y'all, Dope Fiends, for y'all support, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate the recognition and the, you know, the love.
Yeah. So thank you, Rodis, for having us, thinking about us, and including us in on this episode. It means a lot. And I hope you have us again. You know what I'm saying? I hope we can have you on the show one day. So, you know, hey, have your people call my people, and we'll do that thing. Until then, it's your boy, King Germ.
And it's your girl, Queen Germ.
And this was the Frocast, showing y'all why we're the cream of the crop. Peace.
Peace.
Yo, if you're listening to my voice right now, I want you to go to YouTube and I want you to type in The Relationship Rehab. And I also want you to type in United Guns of America. And I want you to go to both of those channels and subscribe. And the reason why I want you to subscribe to those channels, because you will get me, yes, Brian Redman. You will get one of the hottest YouTube channels on the internet. We're talking about relationships, we're talking about politics, we're talking about news, and we're talking about how we relate to each other. We have conversations and we absolutely have a good time every time. So if you want to have something that's entertaining, something that's thought-provoking, something that's educational, and something that's just flat out funny, come to my channel, Brian Redman, The Relationship Rehab, and also United Guns of America. I want you to become a part of my show. I want you to become a part of my family, and I need you to go to both channels. Also, you can catch me on Twitter at Relate Better, and also you can catch me on Instagram at The Relationship Rehab, and on Facebook, The Relationship Rehab as well. So get yourself into rehab, for relationships that is, and come to my channels on YouTube. That's Brian Redman, The Relationship Rehab on YouTube, and also United Guns of America on YouTube. Let me know what you think. Give me a comment, give me a thumbs up, and just give me a try. Thank you and good night. Peace.
Good evening, everyone. My name is James Lampkin. I'm the host of the podcast Conversations with Lamp. My podcast is an interview style podcast. I like to talk to local business leaders, life coaches, athletes, musicians. You pretty much name it and I've talked to them. The key ingredient to my show is really simple. I record using Zoom. And the reason I use Zoom is because it allows me to get guests from basically all over the country, all over the world. I noticed when I first started out, I was limited to my guests because I couldn't a lot of times my guests, I had to go to them. And one of my old teachers recommended Zoom. And this was back in 2018 before Zoom really took off. So I've been using Zoom since 2018. It allows me to get pretty much any guest I want. It's easier, it's convenient, and it's easy to use. And the audio is really good. And the video can be good. I don't use the video much, but it's good. You can listen to my podcast on SoundCloud and Apple Podcasts. My Instagram is conversations_with_lamp. My Facebook is also Conversations with Lamp. And my episodes, they drop pretty sporadically, sometimes multiple times a week, but usually once a week I'm dropping. I don't have a set date. It just depends on when it's edited and ready to go. I want to take the time to thank Rodgers for lending me his platform to share my podcast. I wish him the best with his podcast as well. And I appreciate you, Rodgers, for all the continued support and just reaching out to me to actually share my podcast. And for those who plan to listen, I thank you in advance for listening to my podcast, and I hope you all enjoy it. Have a great day.
Hello, my name is Jay Christian, and I'm the host of the Cognac Room Podcast, a drink-infused podcast about adulting and male and female interactions. One very key ingredient to our production for the episode is just our chemistry. We're friends in real life, we hang out, we drink, we talk, we laugh, and so that is the most important element of our production. You can listen to our show on all podcasting platforms such as Apple, Spotify, Google, so on and so forth. Also, you can catch us on YouTube at the YouTube channel, which is the Cognac Room Podcast. You can find us on Instagram at the Cognac Room Podcast. You can find us on Facebook at the Cognac Room Podcast. And you can find us on Twitter at the Cognac Room. We actually have a spread coming out this month in Grindr Magazine. So if you want to check that out, there's an article about us and there's some pictures there. That's Grindr, Grinda Magazine. Look that up and go ahead and check that out. So yeah, that's us, the Cognac Room Podcast. We drop episodes every Sunday. So when you wake up on Sunday, it'll be there.
Good evening, motherfuckers and motherfuckers. My name is Uncle Dolomite, host of the Too Much Game Podcast, where I share practical wisdom from things I've learned, experienced, read and heard throughout my journey through this thing called life. The key ingredient to the Too Much Game Podcast is champagne, gold chains, and of course this good game. I compile my talking points throughout the week and use my show to navigate the teachable moments that I pick up in any given topic. My show is available on YouTube and all streaming platforms. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Uncle Dolomite and Too Much Game Podcast on Instagram or Too Much Game Pod on Twitter. My show is recorded live on Sundays and available everywhere Monday morning. I ain't here to help you get bitches. I'm here to help you get better. Too Much Game.
What's good? It's your girl Shan from She Gets It Pod, okay? I am the host, the creator, and the editor of that show, right? And, you know, I had to do this for Rose. Yeah, we need to get the info. She Gets a Pod is a podcast I created in 2018. And I've been running my mouth ever since. Right now, I'm on season 18 of She Gets a Pod. And it's just basically an honest podcast that gives you feedback on life, being better, pushing positivity, and pushing you to create what it is that you already create, all right? You can check it out on all of your podcast platforms. The key ingredient in my production for each episode is definitely preparation. Sometimes I'll spend a month doing a whole season of the next season and just writing and recording and reading. Yes, I do research some topics if I don't experience it and I want to know more about it and I want to tell people about it because it's something great. I research it, okay? Take the time to research. I prep all of my shows. I figure out how I want to deliver the show, how I want to set up the segments. Sometimes I'll source out the music for the show. Sometimes I'll create it in GarageBand. So I'm always utilizing what's already out there. And if I can't, if the focus of what I want the show to be cannot be done by me, I gotta go to who can do it for me. All right? So don't be afraid to tap into help or other people who may do something you need better than you. All right. Where you can listen. You can listen on Apple Podcast app, Spotify, Google, Himalayan, wherever you listen to podcasts, Amazon, iHeartRadio, Good Pods. Like, my podcast is out there, okay? Each season, I do a different cover. So if it looks different than what it is now, it's because a new season is coming up, all right? I like to switch things around. You can always find me at shambipodden.com. On TikTok, at ShambiPodden, IG, at ShambiPodden, Twitter, at ShambiPodden, okay? I'm not hard to find. And lastly, the new season of Season 18 for She Gets It Pod starts August 8th. I will be doing late night shows next season, so it's going to be exciting. The show will drop Monday and Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern, all right? I appreciate you, Rhodes. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. And I want to thank all the podcasters that have been on this episode for really just like talking what they want to talk about, sharing their show, and not being afraid to be hated while doing so. Peace.
We dropping the mic on Ride or Slide today. I would like to say thank you to all my colleagues and fellow podcasters and content creators for coming through. It means the world to me. It means the world to my listeners. I podcast for the love. My secret ingredient is passion, as well as consistency and planning. I'm a student of the game. I'm a fan of everyone that's on this episode and others. Listen to, like, follow all the podcasters on this episode. Until next time, I'm Riders. Thanks for tuning in to Riders Live. This has been Creme de la Creme, which means the very best, and or the cream of the crop. We out.
Check this out. We've come to the last and final record. This is Dr. Dre in full effect, and we're gonna kick it off a little something like this. We got my Mellow Yellow Boy on the drum. We got Stan the Guitar Man dropping the rhythm. We got L.A. Dre on the keyboard. And I want the whole posse in this motherfucker to rock on this funky ass beat we finna drop, alright? So Ice Cube, you the early bird on this motherfucker. Run it.
Picture a nigga that's raw. Amplify his ass, and what you see is what's saw. Motherfuckers I'll slaughter, blow him out the water. Word to me. Fuck the father, my man is deadly as a pin in a hand grenade. 5 seconds before you get played, you can't throw me. I'll get you a blow up. Ever see a sucker scattered and make you throw up? Then I take advantage, you can't manage to get up. All you can do is sit up, I get lit up. Hit up Ice Cube, tear shit up like a dude you can bet on. Collide like a head on collision. Stutter stepping is an incision of a nigga saying exactly what I vision. Because I'm gone, you think I left you all. But I stand your ass like cholesterol. When I blast, I'm solid ass Alcatraz. And if you escape, you better swim fast. Cause I'll catch up physically and mentally. And the capital punishment's the penalty. Sit in the electric chair, grab a hold. Pull the switch, your body twitch. Your eyes explode out your skull. Cause being dope on the flow is a N-O. Niggas didn't know that I can go off and show off to throw off the law. Turn, take 10 spaces, then draw. What's left is a motherfucker dead in the alley. Ice Cube is the shit on the grand finale.
Yeah, yeah, that was funky. But now we need the motherfucking ruthless villain to speak. So kick it.
The grand finale, yours, my turn to bust. Don't let weak motherfuckers turn to dust. If you're weak, it ain't your fault. Just take a kick in the ass and get turned into a pillow of salt. And niggas that bite me just to taste me. I make the punk motherfuckers buckle up for safety. And those that don't, they caught from the flash. And scream like a bitch when he's caught in a whiplash. Giving a bang cause I'm urgent. Rearrange the motherfucking face like a surgeon. And ain't no excuse for the torture delivering. Till thinking I scared you, I can tell that you're shivering. Lyrics label with an accent out of G. I said fuck the police, Joe, so not after me. I'm wanted by the law, so I stay low. Representing the pimp while bitches making my dope. In a different stage. I must have went on a rampage. Me and the doc always hitting the front page. For one, the villain is stepping up to the shelf. And when I enter the party, niggas shit on themselves. Fed for what? Maybe because I'm red. And when they clean up the shit, yo, they do it again. So fuck it. Sit back cool and relax while Weezy busses the facts, kicking the ground for now.
Yeah, y'all know what time it is. Easy motherfucking E's in the house doing damage.
They made it easy for me to come off like the enforcer. Mass murdering motherfuckers in the course of an everyday situation where I was fucked by. Fuck a car, I do a motherfucking walk by. Easy E and the DO to the CN. Run house and yo, there be no disagreeing. Cause if there is some, you're feeling staticky. Then I'm arrested.
For what?
Assault battery, never outdone. Only outdoing. Loving the bitches and leave the hoes boo hooing. Why? Cause they're addicted to what I'm addicted. The pleasure of pain, the wing ding inflicted.
Yeah.
They never forget what's done in bed by Easy. The name of a constant hardhead. Cool, but local like Loke never broke. Cause it pays to be ruthless. This is why I do this. I don't give a fuck about fame. I'd rather deal with a number than a motherfucking name.
Word.
Give me paid and then rap. Cause all the other bullshit without money ain't jack. Easy, but not that easy to deal with. Especially if you're popping bullshit, the E-A-Z-Y into the E. Expression of thought on the motherfucking grand finale.
Yeah, that shit was funky. Last but not least is the motherfucking DOC. This is your album, so that means you definitely gotta get funky, so run it.
Swinging, singing, a brand new rap on a rhythm concocted by my homie in the back end. If it makes you giggle, it must be kinda funny, but to me it's kinda cool.
Tell him why.
I'm making money, tripping up the man with the swift hand movement. Proving if you're grooving, then it's cool when he be doing it. Taking a second for me to blow your mind, cause I'm the diggy diggy doc, and I would've been down with rock, but I was smart. The DO to the C, knowing the formula. It's rough, I mean it's funky enough for me, and you can't ever listen. Nothing else. D-O-N-T-M-O-V-E-O without permission. From the D-O to the C, I'm just better than the normal man. And I'll be damn if a sucker can't ever complete with the elite. Much less beat, it's like dancing with two left feet. Never smile when the doc is in the room, or I'ma send your ass right to the temple of doom. I got raw when I came to Cali. Now I'm with N.W.A. on the motherfucking grand finale.
Yeah, that shit was stupid deaf. But right about now, we gotta send a shout out to everybody that helped put this motherfucking project together.
That's word, word them up. Pieces dedicated to the homeboy Eazy-E,
Ice Cube,
MC Ren,
DJ Yella.
And these are all the homies from the gang in W.A., you know what I'm saying?
L.A. Trey,
Stan the Guitar Man,
Jonathan,
Michelle A,
DJ Speed,
my homeboys Yomo and Marky,
the super dope manager Jerry Heller, and of course the rest of the Ruthless and Comptown posse.
Word them up!